Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. We're going to go to some lengths on this evening's show, and we'll celebrate Ted Kohler's birthday, go to the beach, dream some dreams, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, July 14th, marked the birth in 1894 in Washington, D.C. of lyricist Ted Kohler. He started out as a photo engraver, but left that field to work as a theater pianist. That led to his writing material for vaudeville and Broadway stars and producing his own nightclub floor shows. He became a full-time songwriter in the late 20s and worked on Broadway musicals such as 915 Review, Earl Carroll Vanities, Americana, Cotton Club Parade, and Say When. He moved to Hollywood in the early 30s and worked on a number of successful film musicals, including Curly Top, starring Shirley Temple. His first and chief collaborator was Harold Arlen, but others with whom he worked included Harry Barris, Duke Ellington, Rube Bloom, Sammy Fain, Jay Gorney, Ray Henderson, Burton Lane, Jimmy McHugh, James Monaco, Sam Stepp, and Harry Warren. Ted Kohler died in Santa Monica, California on January 17, 1973. Kohler produced such memorable standards as Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, Get Happy, I Love a Parade, I Got a Right to Sing the Blues, Let's Fall in Love, As Long as I Live, Some Sunday Morning, Animal Crackers in My Soup, I'm Shooting High, Spreadin' Rhythm Around, and these four.
Harlem, so everyone start trucking. As soon as the news got round, the folks downtown came up to Harlem, saw everybody trucking. It didn't take long before the hi-hats were doing it, Park Avenue and it all over town. You seen them shuffling, shuffling, shuffling down. It spread like a forest blaze, became a craze, thanks to Harlem now. Everybody's trucking, truck it on out there, club, yeah. Down. It's red like a forest blaze. It came a crazy
right then, everybody, trucking.
Thank you.
Tatum and his solo piano rendition of the Ted Kohler Harold Arlen collaboration Ill Wind, recorded August 24, 1934. We began our tribute to Ted Kohler with the man who had a major influence on Art Tatum's style, Fats Waller, and Truckin', written by Ted Kohler and Rube Bloom. That was recorded by Victor on August 2, 1935. Next, it was Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra featuring Bix Beiderbecke on cornet and I Like That. I Like That was written by Ted Kohler, Frank Trumbauer, and Lenny Hayton, pianist in the band, and the arranger for that recording made by O.K. on April 30, 1929. Then it was another Arlen Kohler collaboration, the standard Stormy Weather. The vocalist on that May 2, 1933 recording was Shirley Jay, with Ted Lewis in his band. Ted Kohler, born July 14, 1894. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. This past week, on July 16th in 1934, the musical drama Dreams Come True debuted on the NBC Red radio network. So here to commemorate Dreams Come True are some rapidly rotating records about dreams, beginning with Fred Elizalde and his Cinderella Roof Orchestra. ¶¶
Japanese dream, vanished in perfume there. Little Japanese dream, my heart is dull despair. Love was new and youth tenderly came to me. Love is old and cold, for it was not for thee. When the moon is aglow, dreaming I press your lips. No one ever will know how I caress your lips. Say, take me from your arms, dear. All that is left to woo is a Japanese dream of you.
Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra exhibiting a little Middle Eastern flavor there on A Siren Dream, written by Lou Pollock and Al Sherman. The vocal refrain was by Elliot Shaw. Victor recorded that foxtrot on October 10, 1927. Prior to the Middle East, we were in the Orient with the Whoopee Makers, credited on the label of that Cameo 78 as the Dixie Daisies, and A Japanese Dream. A Japanese Dream was written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh, and the vocalist was Claude Rees. That's from around December 23rd of 1928. We begin that dream set of songs with Fred Elisalde and his Cinderella Roof Orchestra and Out of My Dreams, Fred's interpretation of Franz Liszt's Liebestraum. That recording was made electrically by the Hollywood Record Company in June of 1926 and issued on their Hollywood label. The Hollywood Record Company offered personal recording services and also issued records on their Silver Screen label, which was sold in theater lobbies and carried the phrase Made in Movie Land. The Cinderella Roof in Fred Elisalde and his Cinderella Roof Orchestra refers to the Cinderella Roof Ballroom at the Los Angeles Biltmore Hotel, where the band was resident beginning in late 1925.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get email, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. This past week was spent on vacation at the annual stay at Hermosa Beach. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records about the beach, beginning with America's Sweetheart.
Leading, I'm caught in a on the beach at Bali Bali, I found her dreaming on the golden sands. It happened on the beach at Bali Bali, and very soon we both were holding hands. And while we strolled along the beach together, we kissed and then she promised to be mine. He could have knocked me over with a feather when she told me that she came from Caroline. The day I sailed across the ocean to find romance across the sea, I never had the slightest notion I'd meet the girl who used to live next door to me. And now we own a cottage in the valley, a little paradise that's hers and mine. It happened on the beach at Bali Bali, and ended up way down in Caroline.
Trio of beach songs on Rapidly Rotating Records. We started off with America's Sweetheart, Ruth Etting, and Riptide, written by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn, and recorded on May 10th, 1934. The next 3 minutes or so we spent on the beach at Ballybally with Billy Maron and his Commanders. Ken Crossley provided the vocal on that August 24, 1936 recording. On the Beach at Ballybally was written by Jack Meskell, Al Sherman, and Abner Silver. We finished up our little beach trip on the beach with you. That was Chester Layton and his sophomores, a Ben Selvin pseudonym, from June 18, 1931. On the Beach with You was written by Tot Seymour and Jesse Greer. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week on July 14th in 1868, Alvin J. Fellows of New Haven, Connecticut, received United States Patent number 79,965 for improvements to the tape measure. Mr. Fellows added a spring click which would hold the tape at any desired position. So to commemorate Mr. Fellows' tape measure, I've gone to great lengths to assemble the following set of rapidly rotating records having to do with measurement.
Summer's coming and my heart's humming a love song, and I'm wondering if you're humming one too. It seems when I want yes and you keep me guessing, it's all wrong. Can't you hear the bluebirds calling to you? Each little star belongs to the sky. Each little tear belongs to a cry. It's gonna belong till you belong to me. Each little leaf belongs to a tree, and each honey sip belongs to a bee. It's gonna belong till you belong to me. Birdies mating and they build a nest. They know best. Birdies never do go wrong. Everyone but you and me seem to be happy there where they belong. Each drop of rain belongs to the dew. I've got a heart belonging to you. It's gonna belong till you belong to me. Say, dear, I am yours and you are mine alone. Each little yes belongs to a no, and each little heel belongs to a toe. It's gonna belong to you, belong to me. Oh, each little eye belongs to a brow, and each little calf belongs to a cow. It's gonna belong till you belong to me. Birdies mating and they build a nest. They know best. Birdies never do go wrong. Everyone but you and me seem to be happy, happy, happy dear where they belong. Each little cow belongs in a brook. Old Mother Goose belongs in a book. It's gonna belong to you, belong to me. Thank you.
some rapidly rotating records having to do with measurement. We began with Von DeLeith from an unreleased Edison Lateral record recorded July 27, 1928, Is It Gonna Be Long? Is It Gonna Be Long was written by Charlie Abbott, Ruby Cowan, and George Whiting. Next, it was Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra recording in Chicago July 17, 1929, and It Won't Be Long. Benny Moten directed and played piano in that recording, but later that year, Count Basie joined the band as staff arranger and pianist. When Benny Moten died in 1935, Count Basie formed his own band in Kansas City, which eventually made its way to New York. It's during Basie's residency in 1938 at the famous Door that the last record in that set was made, Count Basie and a piano solo of How Long Blues.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History are the Clico Club Eskimos.
There's no forgetting when evening appears. I sigh, but there's no regretting in spite of my tears. The devil was in your heart, but heaven was in your eyes. That night that you told me those little white lies.
ocean surf upon the sand. So beats my heart for you. For just as constantly as sea meets land, so beats my heart for you.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Harry Reaser's Clico Club Eskimos, July 16, 1930, and Walter Donaldson's Little White Lies. Next, we heard Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians with the vocal by Stuart Churchill and the Three Girlfriends, and So Beats My Heart for You. So Beats My Heart for You was written by Pat Ballard, Charles Henderson, and Tom Waring, and was recorded July 17, 1930. We finished up with John Furman directing The Rhythmic Eight and Pardon Me, Pretty Baby, from July 13, 1931. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.